Mick Wallace joining me now to try and find all the winners today. And as Ian said, absolutely perfect day there, Mick.
Certainly is. Good morning, Sean.
Beautiful. It's a good three rail through and a lovely fine day.
Yeah, very much looking forward to this seven race card. Perfect day for racing.
All right, now the first, we'll put out three The Penguin, six Miss Forbidden, seven Skiffle, 10 Cosmo Star, 16 Dream on Charlie. Now, number 12, She's All Spirit is $3.30, 9 Agiroba is $5, 4 Develop $6, number 8 Vaguely Related $7.50, 2 Panawara $8.50, 14 Girl Most Likely is a $9.50 pop, 1 Dooley Star $13, 13 See For Yourself at $15, 5 Hamsey at $21, 11 Dunny Do Girl $26, along with 15, 1 over 4.
I'm pretty close to the market here in the first, Sean. That numbers here are 12, 9, 4 and 2. Going with She's All Spirit, a first starter by All-American from the Cameron Crockett Yard at Mudgee, has had the four trials, the most recent of which was at Dubbo. Finished fourth in a field of 10 there behind Tunkuna. Now, they were spread out a touch, but She's All Spirit wasn't asked to do a great deal in the run to the line. She worked up nicely under a good hold. Matthew Carl takes the ride here today, and I wouldn't be surprised if this filly opened her account with a victory here today. 9 Algeroba, I thought, might be the main danger. This horse had a couple of runs as a two-year-old. Was placed first up last preparation, went second at Cowra behind Pier 1. Led them up that day, showed good speed. Brett Thompson's always been of the belief, I think this horse would be a better three-year-old. And we'll put it into the numbers. 4 Develops, an interesting runner. Has had the two trials, finished second in both. The most intriguing part about the two trials is they're almost 2 years apart. I was unable to obtain any vision of the recent Parks trial when second behind Invincible Thunder, but this horse obviously has some ability and has been kept safe in the market. And 2 Panuara, I thought, might be an improver. He's only had the one race start, finished seventh at Narromine over the 800 metres. That was behind French Giggle. Raced a little green and did strike interference at the 200 metre mark. Found the line okay. Will no doubt have benefited from the experience. So, an interesting race to kick things off. In the first, we're going 12, 9, 4, and 2.
And a good point you made, Mick. It's interesting the horse has had trials 2 years apart. Obviously, showing something and they've persevered.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's a bit of a story there, whether this horse has had an injury or something. We'll try and get to the bottom of that when we get to the track.
Yeah, there was one the other day. It's probably out that way. Turned up. I think it had one run. It was about a 7 or 8 year old, and it flogged him.
We do see that a bit in this area. I'm just wondering what, you know, trainers put horses out to pasture and almost forget about them sometimes.
Yeah, no. Sometimes age shall not weary them, as they say. Now the second, 4 Montpetit-Fi and 13 Narcotic come out. Now, 2 Good Verdict at 2.30, 5 Macao, or Machao, is 4.20, 1 Flux Capacitor 4.60, and so is $6 Thief. Now, 11 Milady's Jam 19, 14 Special Strike 21, 10 Irish Spy 31, number 3 Bendy Boy 51, along with 12 Misty Lightful, number 8 Geotech Miss 81, and then 9 and 8 Head to Toe and Grand Kenny, both $101.
I'm with the favourite here, Sean. Numbers are 2, 1, 14 and 11. Good Verdict. Formerly prepared by Kim Waugh, now with Cameron Crockett there at Mudgee. First up from a spell. First up last preparation was second at Scone behind Max Reward. It was a really good effort. Hit the line strongly. Was tuned up for this first up assignment with a nice trial effort at Dubbo recently. Was placed second to Tunkuna in that trial. Showed speed and it went to the line under a hold. I think this horse might be ready to produce the goods here first up in the area. 1 Flux Capacitor. I bumped into a couple of smart ones, I think, last time there at Dubbo. Cora Glenn won the race, who was a former Hawks galloper. And 2 Alexandra Demure was a new horse to the Cameron Crockett Yard, who was a real eye-catcher that day. So the effort to run third behind those two was sound. Has a soft draw today, Flux Capacitor, getting fitter with each run and does have Matthew Carl in the saddle. 14 Special Strike, I thought, might be the value in the race. Did enough when resuming at Warren. It was placed 6th there behind Dynamite Dan. Has since trialed exceptionally well. Finished 4th in a field of 7 behind Lala Brook. And there were some pretty smart horses going around in that trial that day. Lala Brook, who is a very promising type, won the trial. Somebody, who's a very good sprinter in this region, was 2nd. And Jar of Heart was placed 3rd. So there was a bit of depth to that trial. I wouldn't be surprised if Special Strike ran a decent race here today. 11 My Lady's Gem, best to the rest, wasn't beaten far in 2 starts. The 2-year-old, it does come from a strong Brett Thompson yard. Numbers in race 2, We'll go 2, 1, 14 and 11.
All right, now the third event, take out 13 Strike Zone, 14 Billisi, 15 Trust Me Bill, 16 Turf on top. 11, your one and only, is $4 even. 8, a Wild Enemies Pick, $6.50. 12, Nightspun, $6.50. Number 2, Bellatrade, 7. 1, Sue and the Yak at 8. Now 5, Magic Archer, $8.50. 9, Hungerford Wonder, 11. Also 10, More Than a Right, 11. 4, Subway Surfer, 12. 7, Hay Grace, at 21. 6, Behest, 26. And 3, John Denon, $61 pop.
Yeah, some of the horses I've got in my numbers here will need a little bit of luck. I've tipped mostly back markers. Numbers are 10, 11, 8 and 9. Going with that More Than All Right. She'll be getting back in the ruck, you would imagine. Her last effort at Dubbo was exceptionally good. Got a long way out of the ground. That was over the 1,620 metres. And it ran on stoutly. We've beaten 1.3 lengths by surprise winner Subway Surfer. She can be a little bit in and out, but I just think if they run along here, she'll get her opportunity to get to the outside, and she might prove too strong at the value. The 11, your one and only, I suppose, was a little bit disappointing on face value at Mudgee last time when the 7th behind Full Revs was beaten 3.8 lengths that day. Just whacked away. I just think they might push forward today with this mare and put her on speed. And if that is the case, I think she'll be in it for a long way. 8, a Wild Enemy Pick, has been giving them a start and running on. The effort last start at Dubbo to finish 5th behind Welcome Art was certainly a sound performance. A 9, Hungerford Wonder, doesn't win out of turn. But worth noting, this horse has been placed 2 of 3 at the track and distance. And I like horses that have shown form at Wellington previously. So what numbers in the third event? Tricky race, 10, 11, 8 and 9.
Now, the next event, which is the fourth, sorry, the third, and we race four, rather. We have pull out here, number 13, Winner Whiskey, 14, Palace Diva, 15, Rocky Beale, and 16, Hebe Friendly. Now, 1, Baker's Image, $1.85, 4, Dapra, $5.50, 7, Bella LaBelle is $8, 3, Nail's Gift is $10, 2, Mount Taishan, $11, 6, Miss Whistler, $13, 5, Unattainable, $21, 8, Moralto, $26, 11, Calibrium, $41, also 12, Sinandor, 41. 10, Black Basquiche is 71. And 9, The Clash, $81.
Numbers 1, 4, 9 and 2. I've always had a bit of time for Baker's Image, but I've dropped off him recently. He's just been a little bit disappointing his last couple of starts. I suppose he was placed there at Corindai 2 starts back, and he worked with the line okay. Last time, got a long way back to Dubbo, was beaten 2.8 lengths, made some good round close to the inside, but I just really thought this horse might progress early doors, but he probably hasn't quite lived up to early promise. If you look at his record, though, and it is decent enough, has had the 8 starts for a win and 4 minor placings. He's not going to find an easier race to break back into the winner's circle, and I think he might be able to today. He's done it a little bit of luck from an awkward draw, and it'll be interesting to see where he gets to in the run. He has had a tendency to probably settle down in the second half of the field. He does have a good turn of foot when right, and I think he certainly finds himself in a winnable race despite a few negatives, top weight and a bad draw. Ford Garfra was a strong on-pace maiden winner at Dubbo last time over the 1,420 metres. Defeated Eiffel Tower that day. It was a good effort, very strong through the line, and might be able to go on with the job. A 9, The Clash, I thought was a bolter worth including in your trifectas and first fours. Certainly capable of improvement. I thought this horse might be able to sit a little handier to them today. 1,400 metres is certainly this horse's best distance. And 2, Mount Taishan. Has only been fair since winning at this track first up from a spell, but it does come from a strong Gary Young lung yard, and certainly an each-way chance. Numbers in the fourth, 1, 4, 9 and 2.
All right, we move then to race 5. And here take out 13, Mel DeSant. Now, 2, Marnero, $1.85. 9, Malibu Stacy, $5. 5, Raise to Duelers, $8. Also, 6, Shamakosho at $8. 1, Quietly Confident, $10. 3, Eskimo King is $18. 4, Rayonart, $31, along with 7, Gun Barrel Highway. 11, Spanish Fly, $34. Then we got 12, Paleface Arlie's, $51. Number 10, Atlas, $61. At 8, Cuban Lass, $81.
Now, I chopped and changed here a little bit. Ended up coming up with 2, 5, 9 and 3. Ma Nero, she's certainly one of mine. She's a 7-year-old mare. She took a long while to break her maiden. But when she did, she certainly held her form nicely since. Last time at Mudgee was very, very good. She was a tragedy beaten there, really. She settled a lot closer to the speed than what we've become accustomed to with her. And gee, she was climbing all over their backs, was disappointed for a run on two or three occasions in the straight. And in the end, went to the line hard held, beaten around a length and a half behind that Bold Street Cat. Not totally convinced that Wellington is her track, but if she can step cleanly, she has missed away a few times throughout her career, and settle down midfield, I'm sure Matthew Carr will be able to thread the needle there at some stage, and she does have a very good turn of foot. There's a bit of a, it's a bit of a concern that she's going from the 55 kilos up to 61, but I do think she's the best horse in the race. Five, Race the Jewel, looks ideally placed here today. I should find that this assignment much easier than the races she's been contesting in recent weeks. Finished eighth, beaten three lengths at Dubbo last time behind Fireman Sam. I think this mare has the ability to race up on speed today, and she'll be up ahead of Mar Nero. So if there's any chinks in the armour of the favourite, she'll certainly be there when the whips are cracking. She's got a nice draw. She should get a lovely economical run on speed. And she does have a good record here at Wellington. She's had four goes at the track for a win and a minor placing. The Mark Milton stable certainly in form at the moment. A nine, Malibu Stacey, was placed third at Mudgee behind Full Revs last time. She does have a very good turn of foot. And if they run along a bit here, she could certainly be flashing at them late. A three, Eskimo King, capable of running a bit of a race here, I thought. Was midfield at Dubbo last time. He beat the 2.4 length there by Subway Surfer. And this horse can certainly be competitive. Has only won the two from 30, but has been placed on a further 12 occasions. 2, 5, 9, and 3 in race 5.
All right, we go to race 6. And here, scratchings are 6, Oh What a Thief, 8, Dynamite Dan, 15, Lightning Alert, and 18, Tin Mine. 1, Bergdorf, 350, 5, Attlee, 650, 13, Kelsey Begs, a 7. Number 4, Who Hit Who at $8 pop, 2 Blinkin' Rockin' 9, 10 Emo Girl 11, 7 Von Nider 13, 9 Clever Buttons also 13, now 7 Slicksters $19, 12 Handful of Aces 21, 3 Anytime Baby and 11 Faith and Courage 26, also 14 Whispered Hour and 16 Pretty Little Fellow $26 pops.
Yeah, I like Blinkin' Rockin' here, numbers are 2, 9, 14 and 1. Blinkin' Rockin' has been racing against some of the better sprinters in this area at his last couple of starts, and he's been comfortably held, but I just think he finds himself in a much more suitable race here today, down to a benchmark 55. Bumped into Danish Lace there last start in the Flying Prelude there at Dubbo last time. From barrier number one, I think he might be able to settle close enough to them up at the 1,100 metres today. And despite having been allotted 62 kilos, I think he might be able to get away with it. Has a good record here at Wellington. Has had 5 starts at the track for a win and 3 minor placings, and will certainly be aided by Chris Williams' 2-kilo claim. A 9, Clever Buttons, I've put into second. I must admit I underrated this course last time at Mudgee. I ran a cracking race, finished 4th behind Oakwood Lady, beaten 2 lengths. It was a really good effort. And I wouldn't be surprised if she was able to hold her form here today. Is 1 from 1 at the track. 14, Whispadar goes into the numbers. This horse is now a 6-year-old mare, was placed at Park last time. That was on the 26th of August over the 1,000 metres. And she's another one that has performed very well at Wellington in the past. And number 1, Bergdorf, was hard to ignore that very impressive win at Dubbo last time over the 1,120 metres. I suppose got the race run to suit, just sat in behind a mad hot speed and was able to get over the top of them. And it looks a chance here again today. So numbers, race 6, 2, 9, 14 and 1.
All right, we go to the final event, race 7, and scratch 3, French Giggle, 4, Sweet Talkin' Willie, 15, Mr. Hum and Bee and 16, Hoffa Express. But you're too repentant. 320, 6 Corriglen, 440, 10 Star of Zazoo, 480, number 5 Turcotte, 6, 1 Hellhole, 10 along with 14 Miss Morgana, then 8 Tennessee Pasha and 9 Penny Elbow, 21, 11 Stardo, 41, 7 Childhood Secret and 13 Golden Twist, 51, and 12 The Run, 101.
Going with five Turcotte here in the last at 5, 2, 10, and 6. I've been waiting for the penny to drop with this fellow. He's got a big engine. I'm just not convinced he knows what it's all about yet. I've had a recent change of stables, formerly prepared by Sharon Jeffries, now with Cameron Crockett there at Mudgee. I've been trialling nicely. I really like the trial at Dubbo in particular on the 28th of August. That was behind Tunkuna. Was hard held over the 1,000 metres there. And I think he's ready to perform first up from a spell today. It's a shame he's drawn wide in barrier number 14, but I think he does have the early speed to overcome that awkward draw. Matthew Carr booked for the ride. And if he can find his best form, I think he'll be winning the last event. Too Repentant, probably should have won there at Bathurst last time, was narrowly defeated there by Eva Jean. That was back on the 18th of August. It's 24 days between runs. But she's sure to run well. Anthony Cavallo on board today. A 10-star of Zizou's been around the mark in that recent start and looks a live chance in this race yet again. You look at that most recent placing at Dubbo, was second behind Bergdorf, and it was one of the horses that was on speed, stuck on bravely that day. And a 6 Cora Glenn. Has any amount of early toe, it'll be pushing forward. We'll probably be sitting in the first couple round the bend, and it can certainly build off its recent maiden victory. But in the last, we're going 5, 2, 10, and 6.
And that horse I was trying to think of was scratching the last, French Giggle. He's the one who was the 8-year-old. Alan McRae gave him a run in April, then bought him back in August, and they were confident he got the money. They're narrow mine.
Yeah, it was a good performance too, and we'll have to be safe for another day.
Yep, going to have a yarn with Anthony Cavallo in a moment too. He's on developing the first. Now, what's your best today?
I've got two best bets, or two that I'm keen on. Race 2, number 2, and it goes by the name of Good Verdict, and then we'll save it up for race 6. A bit of value in 2, Blink and Rock, and I think it can return to its best form today.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Mick. We'll hear you there with the late mail throughout today.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Mick Wallace there. He's at Wellington today.